Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Kim Holderness.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I am.
That's my, and I'm Penn Holderness, and that was my...
That's your sexy time?
Yeah, because guys...
It's Valentine's Day.
It's the Holderness Family Podcast, Valentine's Day edition!
If you're listening to this on the day of its release, it's Valentine's Day. If not, hey, it's still going to be a fun episode.
Right.
It's all about finding love.
Yeah, it's not actually about St. Valentine.
Correct.
It's about leashes.
Oh my gosh.
Well, lace piece.
We had to explain this the other day. So we go on, we just abbreviate everything in our family because we live with teenagers who have strange abbreviations. So we've started abbreviating words that don't even need abbreviations, like relationship. We have shortened it.
I'm going to disagree that relationship absolutely needs an abbreve.
So like, we say little leash, and so we go on walks after dinner. We go on a little leash walk.
Little leash walk. And a little leash walk out in the nature.
Yes. Yeah,
so little nature piece.
On a walk yesterday with some friends. We're just like walking with friends, and Penn goes, look, we're on a little leash walk in the nature piece with our friends.
And they're like,
what language they were confused. Are you speaking? So
very
it's a
confused.
Little leash podcast.
Yep.
Little leash.
And it's going to be about how you met your person.
And if you're single... Hopefully this is service inspiration about where to meet some folks. But first, can we get to some housekeeping?
Yeah.
So big news.
Yeah.
We love this community and this family here that we've created, especially on the podcast. And we cannot thank you enough for how you supported us and our baby. Our baby being our game, Family Face Off. So Family Face Off is a game we created to help connect and laugh with you people. And we have big news. We're updating Family Face Off with new cards, like additional cards. Mm-hmm. And we had an idea that what if you and your family could be included in this process? So we're putting a Google form in the show notes. You want to take over, Pat?
No, you're fine. You're rolling.
No, okay. So we have a Google form in the show notes. If you have suggestions for songs, for the guess it category, or clues for the acted, or anything really, there's spaces for everything. Submit your suggestions. Give us your name, and if we use your clue, we'll put your name on the card in the game that is going to be in stores, y'all. So fill out the Google form that's in the show notes, or subscribe to our newsletter, and we will include that in our weekly email.
That's some good housekeeping, hon.
Thank you. It's important housekeeping.
Today, though, we are again talking about love, and specifically where to find love. So there's this thing on TikTok that we took part in, specifically Kim took part in. It's a trend that started with this cute woman saying, where are y'all finding the men who are good fathers and obsessed with you? And then they interrupt her and they chime in. It's called a stitch.
It's a stitch.
A stitch. I'm learning about TikTok. And so I was surprised to see all of a sudden my wife, she'll just start recording when I'm sitting on the couch. And she told people how she found me and what the secret to her success was. And it got a lot of positive engagement because it's not the answer I think that most people would have expected to get when they're 15. They would think it would be like, you know, the prince from The Little Mermaid. And that wasn't the answer that you gave.
Right. Well, the answer I gave was in middle school, look for the guys working on their magic tricks. In high school, look for the guys that are getting math trophies that are taller than the sports trophies, and bonus points if they are in a show choir. And so just look for jazz hands.
Right. And don't forget the synthesizers.
Don't forget the synthesizers, yeah. You guys.
Those are chick magnets.
Chick magnets. All to say, like, you know, look off the beaten path. Let's not, you know, let's look for the more non-traditional.
Can I make a theory about this? Because you said that, and then a lot of other people chimed in, like, yeah, my husband was this, and he was a nerd, and he was those things. I don't think that we've addressed the answer as to why that happens, and I do have a theory.
Okay, let's hear it.
We had to actually work at it, because all of these other things were actively playing defense against our ability to get a girl in high school. Like, we had to, like, we weren't the guys who just showed up for all the free lady time. Like, hey, I'm here for the free lady time the rest of my life. I play football. I play soccer. I'm here for the free.
By the way, free lady time does not exist.
Free easy lady time. No,
it's not that easy.
Well,
I hear what you're saying. That traditionally, in the traditional high school set up, there used to be, maybe it's different now, if you were the celebrated popular athlete, you had an easier time collecting phone numbers from the
correct
ladies. And that was not your experience.
No. I mean, I did make the JV basketball team my junior year, which was a subject of much derision. In fact, you were even like, are you even allowed to do that?
I would say at our high school, I don't think they can be a junior on JV.
Well, they made a special exception for me.
Aww.
Because I was special in that way. Yeah, it was like the things that I did. Like, I was a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
Boy Scout uniforms are like a -4. You guys know what I'm doing here?
Yeah, yeah. Like, so if you put a person
in a certain outfit,
like a flight. I used to, my first job was in Panama City, Florida, and there was an Air Force base there. So all the dudes from the Air Force base would wear their flight suits.
And that's like a plus.
To the bar.
Right.
And it was a plus 47.
Right, so like a 1 would be a 48.
Oh, a 1. Yeah. You were like, oh my gosh. And so I had one of my very dear friends dated a guy who she met who was wearing a flight suit, and literally the next day he shows up in normal clothes, and we're like, I'm sorry.
So who are you? What are you?
This is not what I signed up for.
Can we tell the Julie story real quick? When we were on the... I'm going to tell it.
No, but you can't name her.
Okay, so my friend, Julie, she's totally fine with this. She's not going to care. Met the captain of the cruise ship we were on.
We did some videos for cruise line. Right. It was so much fun.
We walk away. Julie's single. She's like, oh my gosh, I am in love. He is so charming and handsome.
Charming.
And so he was like off duty 2 days later and was wearing like, I don't know, like a swim trunks and flip flops and a t-shirt. And he walked by. We're like, hey, what's up, Captain? And Julie was like, who are you? Why are you talking to him?
She didn't say it like that.
That was the captain.
She did not say it like that. But
the
vibe, it was a different vibe.
Yeah.
The uniform is...
Anyway, where were we going with this?
Okay, let me say this. So we did this TikTok thing, and it got a lot of response. Yeah. A lot of questions about, okay, cool. I'm not in middle school anymore. I'm not in high school anymore. Where am I going to meet my person? So we went to Instagram stories, and we asked for people to send in and write in where they met their person, hoping to give some inspiration on that. So we have a lot of fun voicemails and emails, but first we're going to start with a game.
Yeah. So I just did a substantial amount of research. I Googled how do most people meet? And there's a website, I think they're like a wedding planning website, that did like a scientific survey.
Scientific.
And now,
how does one qualify it as a scientific survey?
I think it's just using the scientific process, which is, if I remember in high school, there's like a premise, a hypothesis, and then a procedure, and then a conclusion.
Okay.
So,
anyway.
But this is just Family Feud. Yes. I'm just stealing from Steve Harvey here.
Okay.
So I've got the top 10 answers on the board. Top places Scientifically. Where, just according to this study, where couples meet. I'm going to give you three strikes. We're going to see how many of the top 10 Kim can get right. Max is going to put in some game show music. So that feels good. I'm going to do I'll do the no and good dings because I'm just better at it than most people. Okay, go ahead. So top 10 places where people meet. Go.
A bar.
Survey says. Ding! That's number five. Number five is at a bar. Yeah, and by the way, that was us, but we'll talk about that more later.
Work, a job.
At work. Ding! Number four.
What?
So, 11% of people said they met at work. It was 8% who met at a bar.
Online, through apps.
Okay. Online is number two. And through Facebook, ding, is number seven. So I'm going to give you both of those. You're doing great.
Facebook. Okay, how old is this survey? I don't think.
2023.
Oh, bless.
Yep, 2023.
Okay. just like through family,
ding, number seven. Family is number seven. Mm-hmm. Doing good. You're halfway there.
Would friends be different than family?
Absolutely. Friends is number three. Ding!
Okay.
So you've got number three. You still don't have number one.
I don't have number one. I'm trying to think. Mm-hmm. Like, what about through a club activity? Like a weeknight softball league sort of thing?
I'm going to give this to you. At a gym. Ding! Number nine.
Okay.
I'm going to give you at a gym. You don't even have a strike yet.
It's so funny. I spend a lot of my life actively avoiding people.
Uh-huh.
I'm not that bad.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to put myself in a mental place where I would have to meet people.
By the way, keep in mind, this is where couples meet. It's not married people. It's couples. So think about it that way. Did that help?
No.
Didn't help.
A concert.
Oh, no. You got one strike.
Okay. I'm bad at this, honey. So, by the way,
you're great. You've got seven.
We had friends. We've had two sets of friends on Family Feud. I feel like Family Feud, I'd be so bad at it because I'm feeling very nervous right now. And there's nothing on the line.
But Melanie would have gotten all of these by now.
She's single, so.
That's true. 3 seconds. You're going to get another X.
Gosh, bless.
This is how it works.
What about through a school?
You say school?
Yes.
School is number one. School is number one.
Okay, so I thought this was for adults.
It is, but a lot of people who got married met in college.
Okay. I'm coming at this as a 40-something year old, like where I would, and so I was
thinking.
It's
where they met.
Oh, okay.
You've only got two left. You're doing great. I feel like you're about to give up.
I am about to give up. Okay, tell me.
Okay, you did great. You got all of them, but number eight, which was church.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Sorry, God.
Work on that prayer list. And number 10, at a restaurant, which I think doubles as a bar.
It's a bar.
No, some restaurants don't have bars.
Most do.
Okay.
Okay.
So we've just gotten to the type A Enneagram part of Kim at the end of that.
Yes, I don't like to be wrong.
Wasn't that a fun exercise?
It was a fun exercise. So I have to say, we do have a good number of single friends, either through, at this stage in life, we have several friends, sadly, who've experienced divorce. Mm-hmm. They're all happy and it happened for a good reason, but then we have also had friends that have just stayed single.
Yep.
And so I don't ever feel as if I'm in a position to give advice on how to meet people, but I am very curious how I can be helpful and a good wing woman for all my single friends out there trying to find love.
If they want to.
We 100%. Don't push it.
That's right.
We do not push
it. And that is a thing in the South, is we can get a little pushy with getting everybody married off, and it starts at a very early age.
Can I also say, unpopular opinion? I know we're talking about love and how to find it.
Where is this
I
going?
Don't know if everybody, needs to be. I believe there's value in having a partner.
Yeah.
And having somebody you can count on and love. And I love being in a relationship, little leash piece. But I think that not everybody needs to be in a relationship. And I think the reason why the divorce rate is so high is because we've forced this narrative that you need to be married.
This is not an unpopular opinion.
I don't think everybody needs to be married.
This is not an unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
What we need to do as a community is not shun or stigmatize people who aren't.
Yeah.
That's the biggest issue that we have. And it's annoying. And I'll say it again. Just a lot of it comes from tradition. and from your family and from your mom, and like saying at a very early period of time, like my mother just saying, I just want you to find love. I just want you to find happiness. I just want you to find, and then meeting my girlfriends and being like, could you be the one? Could you like, I, like they, as parents, my parents were so excited for me to find love, and because what does that equal?
Happiness and security.
No, what? Grandparents. It equals grandparents.
This is true.
That's what it equals. Like there's some selfishness in there, right? So I think we need to be careful with our kids and make a pact right now not to let our selfish wish to have cute little babies running around cloud the judgment or kind of like encourage our kids to rush into this institution that... You're right, 100% right. Like, no one should feel like they have to be part of this.
Yeah. I obviously not when where we are. Like, if we had grandkids right now, I'd be horrified.
That's right. But I think that's a big reason why this happens.
Yeah. Because, well, there's...
I didn't think we were going to go down this route.
Anyway.
I love the journey that we take sometimes in these podcasts.
Know. Hey, hang in there. We're going to be right back.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Let's be honest. We've all had embarrassing BO moments. Like any time you have to speak in public, if you don't put deodorant on, it's like a different type of sweat. Ugh. And you and I did like a thing and I got done. And thank God I had a blazer on because it sort of masked it. But then I took it off and got in the car and it was just like...
There was a lot of pit sweat. Yeah. Fortunately, Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is making it so none of us ever have to worry about that BO again.
Unlike certain other DOs, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to control odor in a new way.
Lumi delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet.
Lumi is a game-changing deodorant designed by an OBGYN.
Fast forward 6 years and her Whole Body DO has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews.
How? Well, unlike certain traditional deodorants that try to mask odor with a fragrance, Lumi is formulated to stop odor before it starts, more like a pre-odorant.
I personally love that Lumi is baking soda free and paraben free.
You can choose from a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or toasted coconut.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash or deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code HOLDERNESS at LumiDeodorant.com.
That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit Lumi Deodorant and use code HOLDERNESS.
And it's Lumi, L-U-M-E.
We did, by the way, meet in a bar.
Yeah, our story is in the top five.
It's a little convoluted because we met actually through friends. The first time we met
was through friends.
Was through a common friend. You were dating somebody. I was dating somebody.
I knew who you were.
But yeah,
like you were the girl on TV. So
you were a boy on TV.
I'm just saying that does make a difference. Like when you already are familiar with someone before you meet them.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of met you on my own without you knowing it beforehand.
But then you broke up, I broke up, and then I saw you at a bar and you were doing the worm on stage. And I had seen you other times, but the first time we like connected and we were able to not, we were not with other people.
You were with another person that night.
He thought he was with me. He was not with him. I was not with it. I was trying to like outrun him. I was like, ooh, yeah. Okay,
got it.
Just what was saying. His name? He had Ben. Blue eyes. No.
Mitch.
No, he had blue
Steve?
Eyes. No.
Fred?
I don't know. Anyway, so I saw him and I was like, I am going to marry him. And I think I used some sort of excuse to like try to get you to hang out with me and spend time with me. And then
nothing happened, but we went back to your apartment.
And with a group of people.
With a group of people.
Yeah. And nothing happened.
No. But yeah, I remember that. And I remember you like, I don't know if this was on purpose, but you like sat me next to this picture of you doing the craziest dance maneuver split with your legs. Like one was down and one was up. It was like a perfect line. And I don't know how to describe it. Maybe we'll put this in the show notes. But one of her legs was straight on the ground.
Oh yeah, where's that picture?
And then her body was sideways. It looked like someone had taken a picture of you doing a split and rotated it 90 degrees.
Yeah.
And so that was a pretty smooth move.
I don't think I did that on purpose, but also where's that picture?
I don't know, but you know the picture I'm talking about, right?
I do.
So I'm like, okay, so you're a dancer and you're flexible.
Gross.
Well, no, I just was like, that's, look at that.
Okay.
You didn't do that on purpose?
No.
Okay, that was interesting.
No, I'm too smooth. Okay, so getting it, I will say we got all of these amazing voicemails and emails, but can I play one of my favorites?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Holly from Washington, who, like an introvert like me, had to invent a reason to get a cute boy to hang out with her, which is exactly what I did that night. I think I was like, oh, my friend, I knew what it was. I was like, oh, my roommate Cynthia, she's so sad. Let's go cheer her up. And I brought a group of people back to our apartment to cheer her up. That was but Cynthia was sad. Cynthia's never sad. And so that's how I got you to come hang out with me. Holly, this 10 out of 10.
My husband and I met at 19. We're 47 now. And we met at community college, our last quarter there. And I thought he was so handsome. And to be honest, I don't think he knew who I was. So what I did was I started a study group. Well, I invited him to my study group for one of our classes, but it didn't exist. So then I had to scramble to actually put together a study group that I had invited him to as a ruse to meet this guy that I thought was cute and glam. We dated on and off for a little while. He wasn't really looking for anything serious. And then 4 years later, as we finished college, we'd stayed together the whole time. On our wedding day, we were 24, I said, I'm not looking for anything serious. I just stood there in my wedding gown and he laughed. And we are coming up on our 24th wedding anniversary this August.
Holly,
I feel
you.
Like, I mean,
tricky girl.
I feel like Holly and I would be friends.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
First of all, it is the it's going to be a sitcom, right? Or like every rom com. Every rom com has the same premise, which is you get into a relationship based on somebody lying about something. And then there's a moment like 20 minutes before the movie is over where everything's going fine and one of the people finds out that the person's lying to them.
Yes.
And they break up briefly and then there's a grand gesture at the end and they meet and they hug and it's over.
Yeah.
So except her lie was totally accepted, I guess. And the husband was like completely fine with the fact
that
she lied.
I think he found it adorable. It's adorable.
Yeah. But isn't that every rom-com?
It's every rom-com.
It's based on a lie.
Gosh.
Your love is based on a lie, but that's okay because so are all rom-coms.
Yes. This next one I appreciate. And for those of you who are looking for a second chance at love, this, I think, will be very inspiring.
Can you tell me what her name is?
Sneaky COVID Love. No name.
Sneaky COVID Love. Okay.
My boyfriend and I met for our first date February 16th, 2020. 1 month later, the world shut down because of COVID, and we probably got in 3 or 4 days before that happened. We met on Tinder and had some dates, and then COVID hit. And then we didn't know if we would stay together or if we'd be able to continue seeing each other. It felt so risky to see someone outside of our immediate family. We both have 2 kids each. He's divorced. I'm widowed. And we had to sneak in seeing each other. He would come over at night after my kids were in bed and sneak in through the back door and down in the basement so we could spend time together. And I can even remember when things were really locked down and we weren't supposed to be going anywhere unless you're an essential worker. He carried children's ibuprofen in his car with him in case he got pulled over so he could say that he was helping out a friend and bringing me ibuprofen for my child. And he would come over at 10 p.m., leave at, 2 a.m., and then we'd get up and work from home and pretend like nothing ever happened. But here we are 3 years later. Our families have all met now, and we can actually go out on dates and meet each other's friends and family, and it's wonderful.
I've always wondered about how relationships materialized during COVID, and I've never thought of the facet that, and by the way, like, sneaking around is just so hot, right?
It's
like a plus four.
Yeah.
The guy or the girl, here's when a girl is a plus four, is when it's forbidden.
Yes.
So that was, and you and I had a little bit of that.
We did have a little bit of that.
We for various reasons, did not want to tell people that we were dating. So we kind of had to sneak around for
us. Fun.
We weren't doing anything illegal or neither of us were dating anyone. We just didn't want to talk about it. And there is something about sneaking around. And I guess there was probably a lot of that during COVID.
Yeah. And so I am a rule follower.
Uh-huh.
And I said, many single friends. And during COVID, it was a very lonely time for these people. And again, I'm a rule follower, but I'm like, girls, you gotta do what you gotta do. So they found ways to try to date, go on walks outside, mm-hmm. things like this. But I love him carrying the children's Advil as if that would be a way through the barricade to go for his booty call.
I'm trying to think back, but there probably was a time when that was necessary.
100%. Remember, yeah. There was nobody on the roads. There was a really weird time.
So you like this story. As someone who was very locked down during COVID, you're on board with this story. And again, this is our second adorable story based in lies. they were lying to their children and to the police. So I'm just like, the only theme I have underlying so far is tricking people.
Ours started with the lying.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, we're all, maybe that's a good way to start a relationship.
Here's the thing. They didn't start with a lie. They started because it needs to be.
Tricking.
No.
Yeah.
So the reason why you and I, and it's hilarious now 20 years later to think about it this way, but you and I, you had dated a really nice person. Mm-hmm. I had dated a really nice person.
Yes.
And it had only been a couple months maybe since those relationships had ended.
Right.
And we did not want to get upset them.
Yes.
Because you and I got very serious very quickly. And
yes.
So we did not want to upset them by saying we had, I think, both departed relationships going like, I don't want anything too serious. And then all of a sudden we got very serious with each other.
Right.
So we didn't want to hurt people's feelings. So that's why it was a secret. Kind of.
Yeah. No, I think that's accurate.
Okay. So I think it wasn't. So we just wanted to be. So they weren't in this call. She wasn't lying. She was just wanting to keep it special and private.
Right. But she was telling her kids not to go out.
Okay.
Or to be around people.
Yes. And then she was.
Basement
booty calls.
I'm with you on love finds a way. Okay.
Yes.
And I think that love should transcend all things, including the truth. But I just think it's interesting that those are the first two we've got. Let's see what's next.
So this one from Maggie, you know what? A dad is always looking out for you.
Oh, I'm looking. This is going to be great, I bet.
Mine is kind of the opposite of funny, but it's the best story ever, and I always want to tell it. So May 2nd of 2009, my dad was in a motorcycle accident. He was in a coma, passed away 10 days later. So that was May 12th. That happened down in Texas. I'm up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Memorial Day of that year, I was invited by some friends to go to a Brewers game because they were trying to get me out of the house and out of my funk. I went. I guess there was a dude named Randy there, but I don't remember meeting him at all. But then flash forward to July of that year, and he asked our mutual friends for my number and gave it to him, and we finally went on our first date sometime in August. We had talked on the phone for two different full hour sessions, but on our first date that he was asking about my parents, and I told him what happened, and he asked where they lived in Kerrville or in Texas. And I said, Kerrville, Texas is a small town. You probably never heard of it. He's like, no way. I lived in Texas for 6 weeks last year. So I said, oh, would that have been funny if you had met my dad? And he said, wait, Mark? He met my dad a year before I met him, and I met him 2 weeks after my dad passed away. Parents' love never dies, man.
Maggie, I got goosebumps.
Yeah.
I think that is just, that's so sweet.
I'm going to tell you guys and also my wife a story that she doesn't know yet that just happened today. My son is in this very admirable stage in his life where he's asking me about God and about mm-hmm. religion. And I love that he's asking me. He's curious. He's not sure, right? And he's brave enough to ask these questions.
Yeah.
And I just want you to know I accept all religions, believe in all religions, and I especially respect and almost think you should be required to question religions
100%
at some point. And so he's been asking questions, and you know, about heaven and hell and everything. So I was trying to think of some examples in my life where I believe in a greater power, and I didn't have a lot of concrete examples. Like afterlife, I like to believe what's going on, but who knows? The creation of the universe to me is one thing that I just don't see. It's so miraculous without having something to do with a prime mover and a great spiritual prime mover. That's me. That's my belief.
Mm-hmm.
And the only other place where I really do feel strongly that I am in the presence of something much greater than me and potentially a spirit that's much more powerful than me is love.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that. And I told him that one of the reasons why is because of the person that I ended up with out of 8 billion people in the world happens to be the only one. She's the only one. And that is an astronomical, insane thing. That's like buying a lottery ticket and winning twice in a row. Mm-hmm. That's how astronomical those odds are. And even though the divorce rate is above 50%, and even though people do find out that it wasn't the right one for them, there's a lot of people who have. And
yeah.
And with those odds, that's unbelievable. So I do believe that there is a God because of love. That is the greatest daily example. And I think it transcends just relationships. It may transcend your relationship with your dog or someone that you've met who's a friend. And I just think it's impossible to explain scientifically. And so that's kind of the center of my faith. And I said, Pin Charles, I don't know that you're old enough to understand this yet, but that's where my faith came from.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm telling you that story because I feel that she just said the same thing, that incredible, impossible connection made so close to his father's death. And I think it happened for a reason.
Yeah.
You got to be patient to find those moments though, don't you? I mean,
really sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying all those really nice things. It is sort of astronomical that we are we're spinning on this rock at the same time in history, and we found each other. Like I get a little freaked out thinking of all the near misses of how it was, you know, how we could have missed each other. But I do have faith that we would have found each other at some point. And I love you, and you're really sweet. And I get a little schmoopy when I think about my friends who do want to be in relationships who have not found that. The only advice I could ever give is to not settle for it. Just not settle for being in a partnership just to be in a partnership, because it can be so good. And I also tell them it shouldn't be super hard. But, you know, being in a relationship can be hard, but loving somebody should not be hard.
Yeah.
That's super easy.
But being in a relationship can be hard.
That's why we go on our leash walks.
That's why we go on a leash walk in the Nate's piece. Okay, so Maggie wins best one so far. They've all been great. Maggie wins best one so far.
We can end with something kind of silly.
Okay.
It's called Duck Duck Smooch.
And this is this a Carolina girl?
Yes.
Best in the world. Carolina girls.
My name is Jill Reed, and I'm from Stallings, North Carolina. In the fall of 1984, my husband and I met during freshman welcome week at Miami University in Ohio at a game called Duck Duck Smooch. Yes, like Duck Duck Goose, except you kiss the stranger. It was organized by the Office of Residence Life, and it definitely would not be a game found on college campuses today. We've been married for 32 years and have two daughters and a son and a granddaughter.
They said that the university organized
it. Could you imagine? These days, like if our daughter goes to college, like, Mom, I'm going to go to this thing where I kiss strangers. That's a no. And especially in the time of COVID, we're not kissing strangers. We're barely kissing the people we know.
Is it possible that this was actually organized by a fraternity that changed their name to the Organization for Student Life and just used it as a way? Whew, okay. Well, you know what? Love has many, many pathways to your heart.
Yes. And wait, so that made no sense. That made no sense. This is why you don't write cards. I will say this, though. We do have a friend who's gone through a divorce. She's ready to make her entrance into the world. Penn, you have been summoned. You're going to have to help her with her dating profile.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never offer. And if it's offered to me, I'm excellent. I did one for someone's
mom.
Grandmother, and she's married now.
She's married
so
now.
So you're welcome.
I don't think she met him through dating that app specifically.
But that's not what it is.
It's
app,
getting out there.
It's not exactly. The app is nothing but a representation of your willingness to put yourself back out there, which can be a very vulnerable, difficult thing to do.
And I have to say, we did introduce Bert and Alana, who are married and have three kids. So we do have a track record.
Yeah.
Of making some matches. Yes.
I like to look at the kids and be like, you're because of me. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
So
I kid.
Guys, we love you.
And that was fun.
Of love. I loved hearing your voices. I would love to hear, you know, send us a DM if you have, you know, a funny way you've met your person, especially if it's recently, if it's been through online. I mean, we have a lot of friends who want some tips. Maybe that becomes a part two of this podcast.
Tips from...
Or we get a matchmaker and how to do online dating or something.
Oh,
I don't
matchmakers.
Know.
Match. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. It just took me a second. You're like, matchmakers are great, right? If you find the right kind of matchmaker.
Maybe. I don't know.
Or they are great, right?
I think so. Okay. I don't know. Anyway, love you guys. Happy Valentine's Day.
You too. Love you. Bye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.